Dinner includes roast pork and baked chicken. Tickets are on sale after all the masses for the next 3 weeks. Thank you for your support. Our CCW is gearing up for their elite repeat clothing, jewelry, and accessory sale in February. Please gather your donations. Details are in the bulletin for the drop-off days. And our food pantry distribution is on Saturday, January 21st, and the call-in date is Tuesday, January 17th. End-of-the-year donation statements are available for the year 2022. Please contact the church office. And the parish office will be closed on Monday, January 16th, in honor of Martin Luther King Day. And there will be no morning mass this Tuesday, the 17th. Let us begin our devotional prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, your eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. And our Catholic ministry appeal prayer, more numerous than the stars in the sky are your blessings, O good and gracious God. You have called us to spread the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, through our words and actions. Strengthen our faith and open our hearts to care for all our brothers and sisters, especially those who need us the most. Help us to understand the difference we can make, the love we can share, and the lives we can bring to Christ through our Catholic ministry appeal. We pray that your grace, O Lord, will lead us to be your loving heart and hands today. Amen. And today's Mass is for Renee June and Parker Dorsey. And our celebrant is Father Bill. And at this time, we ask them to stand and greet their neighbor.
Thank you. Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As I said earlier, my name is Father Bill. I'm the assistant priest at St. Scholastica. Welcome here as we celebrate Mass today, the second Sunday in Ordinary Time, to prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. Let us call to mind our sins. I confess,
Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord of God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, I'm sorry.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Here am I, Lord. I come to do your work.
A reading from the beginning of the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, with all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Ahead of me, because he existed before me. I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel. John testified further, saying, I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, on whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We're in the midst of ordinary time now, and after we finish a big celebration like Easter, or in this case Christmas, it can be a little sad at times when we take down all the nice, beautiful decorations. You know, we go back to the same ordinary color of green, and everything just goes back to kind of being more plain. But the reality is, when we go back to ordinary time in the Catholic Church in our liturgical cycle, it is far from ordinary. Ordinary time is a time for us to remind ourselves that it's in the everyday, ordinary, mundane routine of our lives that we can experience God's grace, receive God's grace, and in turn give that in the form of our love and charity to others who need it. We are not called to do extraordinary things, especially to be noticed. It seems like in today's day and age, we can't wait to take pictures of ourselves on our cell phones and post it, the videos and pictures to our social media accounts, so the whole world can see how good we are. You know, in some cases, we think as Catholics that we have to go on pilgrimages to these, you know, exotic places and go and, you know, travel to Rome and stay there for 2 weeks to experience God's grace. Although that's a beautiful thing, and it's great if we have that opportunity, that's not where true holiness is found. It's not found on going on pilgrimage. It's not found on doing some extraordinary feat, but it's found in doing the everyday, simple things with great love. This is how God works in our lives primarily, and we can miss God very easily if we're looking for him in the big, you know, firework moments of our lives. We can miss him in the subtle, everyday nuances that occur in just the everyday routine. Today, God calls, we hear the three readings, three seemingly ordinary men. In fact, in the case of St. John the Baptist,
If you looked at him, he wouldn't seem quite ordinary. He probably was kind of a weirdo to most people, the way that he dressed and what he ate. And especially him, you know, preaching, and probably had a loud voice and probably was a little crazy, as most saints were. And not that that's a bad thing, by the way. You have Isaiah, the prophet, in the first reading. Like most of the prophets, he writes during a time where his people are exiled. They do not know their homeland. They don't have the temple to offer sacrifice. And they feel like they're lost. And as we pray in the Hail, Holy Queen, sometimes we feel like we are exiles in this world. And that's because we are, because this is not our true heavenly home. And so God called Isaiah to preach an extraordinary message, even though he was an ordinary guy like John the Baptist. And then, of course, we have St. Paul, who was an expert in eradicating Christianity. He did it through very brutal and violent means. And yet this is the man that God chooses, not just to be a saint, but to be an apostle, to be one of the first men to preach the message of Christ's truth, reconciliation, and love to the entire world, to the Gentiles. While this man, before this happened, was brutally executing Christians. We see in these cases God calling men who are ordinary in most ways, or certainly are not equipped to do the job that he's calling. Well, God does not call those who are already equipped. God equips those who he calls. And it's the same with us. We might think that we have a certain agenda, and we're going to go in and we're going to, you know, do our theology a certain way or our prayers a certain way, but the reality is that's why we have the church. To keep us in line and to keep us focused on the truths of our faith that have been passed down for the past 2,000 years. When John the Baptist uses the word behold, it's kind of a serious word. It makes me think of like a James Bond villain. Mm-hmm. Behold my weapon of mass destruction or something like that. But, behold a woman's beauty. And I can behold the beauty of a sunset or the beauty of the world. When you behold something, it's not something that's ordinary. I wouldn't say after I made mac and cheese in the microwave, behold my mac and cheese. No, so John the Baptist is saying, behold the Lamb of God. And this, obviously, when the Jewish people see this, they're reminded of the lamb that was slaughtered and sprinkling the blood of the lamb on the doorposts. They're reminded of that Passover, that first Passover, that when we celebrate the Eucharist, it harkens back to every time. And the people of God are reminded we are now, when we hear these words, we are reminded that Jesus Christ is the victim, the priest, and the altar. He's all three, and I simply just share in his priestly ministry. And we are participating or representing the sacrifice that took place 2,000 years ago on Calvary. But we see this through a simple, white, colorless host, right? John Paul II said the Eucharist is the source and summit of our spiritual lives. And yet, when we see the Eucharist, there's no fireworks that go off. It still tastes like bread, looks like bread, smells like bread, and yet we believe that it is no longer bread. It is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ with the appearance of ordinary bread and wine. That's what you and I are called to do. We're called to give our ordinariness to God. We're called to give our humanity to him, just like we offer the bread and wine every Mass, to be transformed into something more than just bread and wine. For us, in our case, something more than just flesh and blood. We're called to be children of God, adopted sons and daughters. How do we live this out in our everyday, ordinary lives? For the church, may God send abundant laborers to tend and serve in his vineyard. We pray to the Lord. For leaders of nations, may God keep them faithful to their responsibilities to uphold the dignity and sanctity of human life. We pray to the Lord. For those burdened by poverty or hunger, may God look graciously upon their every need. We pray to the Lord. For those in this faith community discerning a vocation to the priesthood or religious life, may they be confident in our love, support, and prayers. We pray to the Lord. For the faithful departed, may Christ's eternal light shine upon them and grant them eternal rest. We pray to the Lord.
God our Father, hear and answer our prayers according to your will through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
As gifts are being prepared, let us sing together, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, number 675.
Holy, 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 Lord God of glory, Lord God of glory.
pray, by setting down your Spirit upon them like the new folk, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you."
Live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord
be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Oh,
Sent forth by God's blessing.